Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Man, time done flew by. I'm only going to be here for one more hour. I feel like I just sat down. I'm holding it down right here with you from Atlanta, Georgia. A big shout out to Carlos Ortiz, our producer tonight. Tomorrow, he's holding it down live from New York City. And I guess this is what happens. Time flies when you are having tons and tons of fun. We've had a packed show. We've talked college basketball in March Madness. We've talked about pending movement and NFL free agency. Right before the break, we talked about the WBC. Jimmy G is going to Vegas. Derek Carr is already in New Orleans. It's wild. And we just had a wild ending in Sacramento. Trey Lyles and Brook Lopez just, well, I can't even say getting into a fight. One day soon, somebody gonna have to punch somebody. I'm sorry. All these NBA fights where one guy wants to get in the other guy's face and they're pushing and shoving, just fight. Oh, that's, you know what? Let me not say that. That's a terrible thing to say. I'd love to see it. I mean, Brook Lopez is 7 feet tall. Trey Lyles got to be about what? I think Trey Lyles about 6'8", 6'7". Trey Lyles got to be. He's 6'9". And Brook Lopez is just about bigger than everybody. But anyway, that just took place. We talked about that briefly right before the break. The Milwaukee Bucks just beat the Kings. They now have a 14-game winning streak against the Kings, and they won 133-124. Throughout the course of the game, Brook Lopez had his eye cracked open. He had little stitches above his eye. And then we're here at the end of the game. There's about 15 seconds left. It's all she wrote. Trey Lyles is going to foul Giannis. Was it necessary? Maybe not. So he fouls Giannis. And he kind of shoves Giannis. And Brook Lopez is standing there. And then Trey Lyles, Brook Lopez gets in his face. Trey Lyles just shoves him in the face, in the head. And Brook Lopez kind of reacts and goes after him. Tries to grab him behind the neck. And Trey Lyles is grabbing Brook Lopez by the throat. And now we got a whole brouhaha. There were no punches thrown. But Brook Lopez was pretty upset. A matter of fact, I want you to take a listen. This is courtesy of NBC Sports in California. Here it is.
4 assists. And Lopez. Oh, Lopez going at it. Coach is getting involved. It spills into the scorer's table. And Lopez, he has been upset the entire second half. And look at Lopez, a man possessed. Let's take a look here. Lyles committed the foul. And then he just mushed Lopez in the face. But Lopez has been chirping this entire second
half. That doesn't show the whole lead up to the whole altercation. I'm going to say this. I do not condone fighting.
Yeah.
But the team that I have been covering over the last several years hasn't had that type of fight in them.
Right.
And if you want to get to the postseason, if you want to have success, you need to have a little bit of a dog in you.
Okay. Yeah, big up the Kings. Why not? What the hell they had to fight for? Nothing. So Trey Lyles, at least Trey Lyles got some type of fight in him. Unnecessary to shove Giannis, though. And then, anyway, maybe, no, I'm not weird. I'd sign up. I'd love to see a guy 6'9" and a 7-footer fight. Let him fight. I'm here for it, but they don't want to. They don't want to risk the money. They both got thrown out. There was 15 seconds left in the game. The Bucks will be competing for a championship. And the Sacramento Kings, yeah, God bless them. They're going into the playoffs, and they got some fight. And so we all got to start somewhere. Just a little bit of a beef. It's fine. Angry 7-footer. We see it from time to time. If you want to see the video, I've posted it on my Twitter at JR Sport Brief. Strictly basketball tonight. This is another game that ended not too long ago. The Golden State Warriors beat the Phoenix Suns in San Francisco 123-112. Let me tell you this. Klay Thompson lost his mind tonight. Klay Thompson only, I say this, Klay Thompson only had 5 points in the second half. But in the first half of the game, Klay Thompson decided to lose his mind. Klay Thompson finished the first half of the game with 33 points and 8 three-pointers. Take a listen. This is courtesy of the Warriors Radio Network.
DiVincenzo right side to Thompson. Thompson goes to work on Booker. Takes a fadeaway three and hit it! He hit it falling out of bounds! 75-58, Chris Paul in the backcourt. Klay Thompson's got a 33-point first half!
Nuts. 33 points in the first half. 8 of 12 from downtown. 12 of 18 from the field. And Steph Curry wasn't having too shabby of a first half himself. So Steph Curry only had 15 points and knocked down all of his threes. He was 3 of 3 from downtown. But Klay Thompson, absolutely nuts in the first half. Only 5 points in the second half. And as I told you, they still came out on top. It became closer. Golden State Warriors still won 123-112. And so I know, yeah, college is going to get a lot of the attention as we move forward over the next few weeks. We're going to crown a champion in early April for the NCAA and down in Houston, Texas. And then all eyes will be on the NBA. And then at that point, we'll see. Is Zion going to be back? Is LeBron going to be back? Tonight, Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving sat on the bench and watched the Memphis Grizzlies go out and smack up the Mavs 104-88. Speaking of the Grizzlies, Ja Morant is now out indefinitely. He has entered into a counseling program down in Florida, and the NBA still investigates. I don't know. They guess they're trying to see whose gun was it. How long did Ja have the gun? Where did he carry the gun? And how about Ja don't play the rest of the season at minimum? I believe that. I think that will ultimately be the case. I'd be a little surprised if we saw Ja Morant. And that's me not knowing anything about the NBA and its current investigation. And so basketball is just heating up all over the place. Of course, we know Sunday night, Selection Sunday, Alabama, Purdue, Houston, Kansas, they are your top four seeds. We had a great conversation with DeShaun Tate of Tate's Take Hoops, college basketball expert. He came down and dropped knowledge. Man, I'd be telling you a whole damn lie if I said, man, I sat down and watched 68 college basketball teams over the past several months. And so if you want to hear that conversation with Deshaun Tate, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. He feels that Houston, if they're healthy, going towards the Final Four, I should say, he's confident that they can walk away with a victory at home. We will certainly see. But now that we've come to the top four seeded teams in the South region, the East, Midwest, and West, everybody had to sit down for Selection Sunday, right? And Alabama, yeah, they're one seed. We'll see plenty of Brandon Miller. I wonder how much attention he's going to get. Probably tons. He is going to be one of the top picks in the NBA draft. And a lot of people were kicking Greg Gumbel's ass because when he announced Alabama as number one, he didn't necessarily use the word, listen to Greg Gumbel from CBS.
29 wins to set a school record. They sidestepped a situation involving criminal activity in which Brandon Miller was associated. He was not charged. They are here as the number one overall seed, and they will be in the first and second round games in Birmingham, Alabama on Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah, people were mad that Greg Gumbel said associated with criminal activity when it was a murder. Well, I mean, Greg Gumbel he's sitting around being a news anchor right there. He's just sitting around being Greg Gumbel. He's talking about basketball. He wasn't going to give you the ins and the outs in that moment of the situation where the young lady unfortunately lost her life and that Brandon Miller, unfortunately helped deliver the weapon. But Alabama is there, and be prepared. There's going to be a lot of discussion surrounding Brandon Miller, just like we heard on Sunday night for Selection Sunday. When it came down to the actual selections of these teams, Alabama, Purdue, Houston, and Kansas, Chris Reynolds, he's the selection committee chair for the NCAA and this process, and he took some time to explain last night why they chose who they chose. Take a listen.
What I will say is this, those teams at the top, they perform consistently throughout the year. And so we considered about six or seven teams at the top, but at the end of the day, those four teams were the teams we selected.
Yeah, and you got to go through a lot. I mean, we didn't have our final conference championship games until right before Selection Sunday. And so he was asked about that. How do y'all come up with this in such short notice? Do you have backup plans? Are you filling out brackets? Are y'all huddling in the final moments, the final seconds? This is what he had to say about that.
We had about four brackets that we put together. And so the committee did a great job of anticipating results. And we looked at the games that took place today. And so we had to take into account results one way or the other. And so we had to have brackets to prepare for all those things because, as you know, for example, the Big Ten championship game butts up to this show.
Yep.
And so if we don't have all those things prepared, then we'll find ourselves in trouble.
Yeah, well, everything is set and prepared, man. We actually have the first four games starting Tuesday night, Tuesday evening. We got games going on into Wednesday. And so Tuesday night, Missouri State is going to take on Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. The winner is going to take on Alabama. That ain't a good look for them. Pittsburgh is going to take on Mississippi State. They will go on to play Iowa State. And on Wednesday, we get another set of games. A big shout-out to all my friends down in Houston, Texas. TSU, Texas Southern, going to take on Fairleigh Dickinson. They're going to take on Purdue, and not the best of things. And then we got Nevada, going to take on Arizona State. And they will go ahead and play TCU. So there we have the first four. I was always happy just with 64 teams, but, it ain't my money, and the NCAA is generating plenty of it. Me, I love basketball. I watch it in high school. I watch it in the street. I used to play in the street as a kid until my niece said, "You're an idiot. What are you doing?" I watch the NBA. I watch college. And I ain't fill out no bracket. I just want to see the prospects. You know, I want to see the players. I want to see the stories. You know, here in Georgia, I'm really looking forward to, we got a school here, Kennesaw State. I want to see what Kennesaw State does. I want to see if we get a Cinderella there. I want to see some of these players that I started watching when they were 16 years old. I actually called a Kyle Filipowski game when he was 16 years old for the junior NBA. Had a chance to see him. He's on his way to the NBA right now. Jairus Walker, I remember watching him play in Indianapolis in the junior NBA. He's playing for Houston now. He's going to be on his way to the NBA. We talked about Brandon Miller. You know, we've seen him show up in some difficult circumstances. And so I love the basketball. Don't ask me about every single team and every single player. I don't have answers for all of them. It's impossible to watch the NFL season and college football and the NBA and Major League Baseball and even pop in on the NHL and then say, hell yeah, I've seen every single one of these teams. But I love basketball. I love the ideas. I love the concepts. I love the individual talent. They could send these guys in to go out there and play one-on-one. I'd still be interested. Unfortunately, that's what a lot of the NBA looks like. And so I got a question. This is the most basketball time of the year. March, April, May, and June, when the NBA will then crown its champion. The beginning of April, we'll find out who the champ is in Houston, Texas, in the Final Four. We get to June, we'll see if Giannis hoists another trophy. Is Jason Tatum going to have a trophy? Do the Suns, are they healthy enough to have a trophy? Do the Cougars, are they hoisting up the trophy in downtown Houston? Or not downtown, they're going to be playing in that, hell, they call that thing, NRG. Who's winning these championships? But this is my question. When it comes to basketball, are you more a fan of the pros, or are you more a fan of college? Do you appreciate the teamwork of the college game? Do you appreciate the precision and the athleticism and the skill level of the pros? Are the pros too spoiled for you? I mean, are the college guys too spoiled? Are the guys in college now moving into a space where, you know, they're only about money? I love basketball. If I had my choice, I'd take the pros. So I want to see the skill level. I want to see things that I wouldn't necessarily see. I want to see the best of the best. If you want to see players execute, you know, team basketball, and they have to do it because they're not the best. So they have to rely on these skills to learn the game and go kill it. Me, I want to see dudes go out there and have no mercy. I want to see guys who can all jump through the gym and be amazing. I just watched Jason Tatum on Saturday night here in Atlanta. This man was making shots that no human being should make. So I like the pros. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. March Madness is upon us. Do you like college basketball? Or do you like the pros more? I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are, from Cinderella's.
A 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight.
to buzzer beaters.
Atkinson scores! 1.4 seconds left.
To champions.
For the fourth time!
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it should be called the Genius Sports Brief Show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. March Madness is upon us. There are going to be tons of people out here putting money in, hoping to walk away with big money. People are filling in apps and office pools, and people will be, well, now you work from home. Well, some people work from home, so you can watch basketball during the day and you don't have to act like you're working. You could just do what you do every day. Turn on the television and ignore everybody. Anyway, this is basketball heaven. You got a whole month here. Heading towards the Final Four at the beginning of April. You finish that up, you move to the NBA playoffs. And I got a simple question for you. If you like basketball, you more of a fan here of the pros? Do you like college more? Do you got a preference? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I love all basketball. If I got a preference, I want to see the best of the best of the best. Let's go ahead and hit the lines up. Carl is calling from San Francisco. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Carl, you got a preference between the pros and college. What do you think? What you go with?
Yeah, well, I like the college because I wager on, you know, I wait for March Madness because you're betting on teams that are out of conference and they don't know each other and there's a lot of upsets and stuff like that, so I like to wager on March Madness
so
and stuff.
That's so you,
college.
You lean towards the college ranks just because of the betting aspect, not because of the actual basketball.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like to see it. I mean, I like to see the you know, the Cinderellas, the number 13s or whatever. They're saying the number 13s against the number 4s. Every 13 won, every single, at least one team won in the last 4 years on a 13th seed out of the four versus the 13th.
I'm not mad at you. We're going to have millions of people putting down a lot of coin trying to win some in return. I'm not mad at you, Carl.
Hey, so anyway, I wanted to just touch bases on this. Kansas on this. Bill Self. You know, I talked to you about a month ago that these people ought to take quaternary calcium scan for $200, see how much plaque you got on your arteries, and Bill Self making $5 million a year. All he had to do is take this test, you know,
Carl,
5-6 years ago, he would have prevented
Carl, well, thank you so much for your care about his health advice. Have you ever coached college basketball?
Oh, I know. There's a lot of stress.
Yeah, well, you ever coached at the pros?
No, I'm just saying. You know,
okay.
I know they're under a lot of pressure.
Well, I think also at the same time, Carl. Well, damn, Carl. He wants. Is he selling the tests? Hey, Carl, if you care so much, why don't you send an email to Kansas, and volunteer to clean out his arteries? I mean, damn. You don't think he knows this? You don't think he knows he's under stress? And I get it. And we got a lot of people listening here who maybe they don't take the best care of their health or they don't hit their annual check. We know this, man. We know this. How about we all can do a better job with our health? I know I can. And I think I'm relatively healthy. And there are things I say I can do better. We can all do better. There's always something that we can always do with our health. Being a coach is tough. They know the risks. A lot of these guys, most of them have families. How about you don't have to be a coach to be stressed? There are people listening to me right now who are stressed as hell. They're trying to listen to me so they're less stressed. Everybody got a reason, I think. You old enough, you probably got a reason to be stressed. Hope maybe multiple things. It's part of life. So that's why we all try to be healthy. Don't need you coming on the radio advocating for Bill Self. How about you advocate for Bill Self to get well soon? Rather than telling him what type of test he should have, would have, could have got. Damn. What test do you need to take? Shut up test. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. How about you wish him well before you tell me what he should have done? Damn. Ahmed is calling from Houston, Texas, home of the Final Four. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Ahmed. You prefer the pros, you prefer college?
I more prefer more the amateur basketball. You know, I officiate basketball, but, you know, pros is a lot of the theatrics and stuff in it, more than just basketball, if you ask
me. Yeah, well, it's big business.
Yes, sir. Now, if I may, I did want to speak on the, like I said, about the Final Four and all, but sure. I also want to mention the legendary wide receiver from the Kansas City Chiefs, Otis Taylor, just passed last week. I know I spoke with you about it before the Super Bowl. You know, he should have been in the Hall of Fame long before now. And, you know, like I say, Lynn Dawson is in the Hall of Fame. And
yeah, that was his
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, that's where he got his yardage from, Otis Taylor. But I just wanted to mention that, to, you know, cause maybe a lot of people don't know, not aware of that, but yes, he just passed.
Yep, last now, week, March 9th. Yep. What else you got, Ahmed?
Okay, I know the Houston Cougars lost, but that would be good timing for them because if there was a time to lose, it was before the 64 start, you know, before the major tournament start because mm-hmm. – You know, the only two games that they lost prior to this recent loss, they after each game, each loss, they went on a long winning streak, a long run. So I expect them to be in, at least be in the Final Four. And like
okay.
I said, it's gonna be real live here in Houston, man. You got the HBCU, you got the HBCU All Star game on the campus of Texas Southern, and they're in
the McDonald's McDonald's All American game is going on down there. You got the Final Four. Yeah, y'all got it popping, Ahmed. Thank you, man.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
You.
All right. Take care.
No doubt about it. Yeah, no, it's bumping down there. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jim is calling from Georgia. Jim, you like college more? You like the NBA? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm guilty. I go to the youth league sports around here because I've done youth league baseball and football and kind of watch. And then sometimes I've even got corralled into helping somebody who was shorthanded on coaches. And, you know, that's pretty cool. And then I've watched the high schools play each other here.
Jim,
and then
Jim,
college,
Jim,
I've gone to the college game
Jim,
and the pro game.
Jim.
Yeah.
In the interest of time. With the many callers that we have and the fact that we do have to hit a news break, very simply, do
yeah.
you prefer NBA professional basketball or do you prefer to watch college?
I guess the college.
Okay, why?
Well, I mean, you got to go 45 minutes to Athens, and it's a lot cooler, the atmosphere there, or Georgia Tech. If I go to the Hawks games, the atmosphere just kind of ain't the right. I mean, it's not the same.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jim. Took us a while to get there, but how about that? Took a minute. Renee is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Renee?
Hey, J.R. I just called to tell you I appreciate the other night you answered my questions. And I learned so much from you, and I'm planning on sticking with you throughout March Madness because you makes it so exciting, and for us that's hard to understand, you breaks it down real well. So I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you.
Oh, well, thank you, Renee. I appreciate you for calling from Michigan. Thank you so much. And then also, you got to show love to Deshaun Tate. He's the expert. I am not no college basketball expert. Not Deshaun Tate. We will be having plenty of conversations with Deshaun Tate. He has watched all of these teams, these games, these players. I watch for the prospects. I watch for the prospects. I watch for the stories. You want to ask me about a particular player? I can certainly tell you. But ask me about 68 teams now, that'd be a whole ass lie. Hey, let's we got Marco here. Hey, Marco Belletti.
What's up, JR?
March Madness and NBA, do you have a preference over the basketball? Do you care pros over college? Does it matter?
I mean, it matters to a point in the simple fact that I always lean towards the NBA. Like, the college is – the atmosphere is definitely better in college. The one-and-done aspect of the tournament is tremendous. But when you say overall basketball, to me, what would I rather watch, a regular season game in the college ranks or a regular season game in the NBA? I'm going to take the NBA every time simply because it's the best of the best, and I enjoy watching the best players.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. You know, one of the things for years, and there's so much movement, it doesn't even matter, you know, what level of play. You know, college was one and done, and so it always used to bother me about the continuity. Like, we are so far removed from, hey, this is the team that you follow for 4 years, and you root for them. Now it's, this is the breeding ground to send this player or these two players to the pros, and you watch them for a year, and they're gone. And so you can't latch on, and they're going to the NBA anyway. And when they get there, maybe they're there for 4 to 6 years, and then they go somewhere else. And so that element of it makes me look at college and go, well, why am I holding on to the team unless I went to school there or have like a solid relationship? You know, that makes sense?
No, it does, and I think that's the problem too, because when you look at the college teams that do have players that stick together for 2 to 3, 4 years, even 4 years, you're looking at guys that are probably not going to be impactful, right? NBA players. And as much as that's fun and it's enjoyable on the college ranks, you're also looking at players that are, you know, I don't want to disparage them, but they're less talented. So it's more of a unit and a more of a team aspect, which is fun. But now I'm taking the lesser college player because they've been together for 3 to 4 years. It's tough. There's a balance there that we didn't used to have. I mean, it was, you know, back in the day when we were watching these guys play together for 3 or 4 years, they were still the best of the best. They just were at a one school for that long. It doesn't work like that anymore.
Yeah, it's tough. Hey, how about this? This evening before I went on air, I stopped by State Farm Arena and saw the Hawks and the Timberwolves. Timberwolves smacked them up and won.
Mm-hmm.
Luka Garza was out there. I remember we had Luka Garza here on this show, like right before he got drafted. And Luka Garza was a star for Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And lit it up. And in the NBA, he's had to go through the G League, and he's had to prove himself and get a chance. And he was playing tonight for the Timberwolves. But on a lot of teams, he wouldn't even see the light of day. And this is someone who is considered one of the best players in college basketball, flat and period. And here he is trying to, you know, lay his claim as a legitimate NBA player for the next God only knows how long. So it's a hard knock life. It's tough, as you said, man.
Yeah, and I unfortunately, that's kind of something that we've seen a lot over the years. We've seen the, you know, the Adam Morrisons of the world. I mean, he lit it up for Gonzaga. I mean, yeah, he played a few years in the NBA. He never really got more than, what, the 10th or 11th guy on the bench? I mean, there's plenty of guys. Jimmer Fredette, I mean, what happened to him in the NBA career? So there's a lot of guys that you watch them in college, and it's fun, but you know that it's not going to translate. And the guys that do translate are not going to be in the college game for very long, if at all. And it's simply because that's the way the world works. So you have to kind of divide. You almost have to allow your mind to kind of separate between what you're watching and what's going to translate to the next level, because it's not as simple. Whereas, you know, college football, you can kind of tell who's going to be able to transfer over, and they're going to be the best player on their college team. They're going to be the best player on the NBA team, the NFL team. It's a little bit different with college basketball and the NBA.
Yeah, that's why I love the games. I love every level of basketball, but I'm – Even in a high school level, even at a college level, even at an NBA level, there's something about watching the game where I'm gravitating towards, wow, that guy is different than everybody else. And it's just, who is that guy and what can he do? And that's why even at the college level, I'm just like, damn, who are the prospects? Who's going to make it and take it to that next level? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side before we have to roll out. We'll hear from Carlos as well and get his thoughts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Gonna get some more of your calls before we roll out. I just realized this, though. Steph Curry, on Tuesday, March 14th, Steph Curry turns 35 years old. Steph Curry, 35. Where the hell? I remember watching this dude at Davidson. He was just lighting it up in a tournament. Yeah, 30 points, 40 points. This man is one of the greatest NBA players we've ever seen. He is the best shooter. That goes without saying. The shots that he could take, from where he could take, he's a basketball nuclear weapon. Steph Curry. He's 35 years old. Damn. The Golden State Warriors, I just told you, they beat the Phoenix Suns tonight, 123-112. You know, we'll spend more time talking about Steph Curry, you know, late tomorrow night. He had 23 points tonight. Klay Thompson, I told you about his 38, had 33 points in the first half. And I guess when you get a little bit older, you start to wax poetic. And Steph Curry being basketball old at 35 years old, he just spoke to NBC Sports Bay Area for the Dubs Talk podcast. And Steph Curry, who now plays his home games in San Francisco, he's like, damn, we need to get back to Oracle Arena at least for one game or something like that a season. Take a listen to this.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I have been a big fan of, like, let's just have one regular season game over there, a year just to kind of have a little flash from the past. Obviously, Chase Center is amazing. I'm trying to create a true home court advantage there, and playing in the finals, you know, series there was amazing. So it's starting to build its own identity, but, you know, the Oracle and Oakland is always a part of our history and a part of me and my experience and all the memories that I had. So I don't know how possible it is, if you ask me, of course you should play, you know, at least one game before it's all said and done back there, just to kind of relive the old days.
Yeah, just relive the old days. I guess that's what happens when you're 35 years old, old ass NBA player, Steph Curry. Wow. At one point tonight, he muscled up Chris Paul on the way to the basket, and he yelled at Chris Paul, and this has gone viral on everything. This is not 2014 anymore. Damn. Steph Curry is just, he's an evil guy, man. 35 and busting ass. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from California. What's on your mind, Greg?
How you doing, JR?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, first off, thank you for making me feel old by telling me Steph is going to turn that age. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring up an interesting stat that happens every year, is that this week is the highest number of men getting vasectomies.
Excuse me?
The highest percentage of men get vasectomies this week because of the tournament.
Elaborate.
That's an interesting stat that comes. So I'm not familiar with the procedure, but from what I know, that you're stuck on the couch for a few days. So what better time to do it than the opening round of the tournament?
Where did you get this information from?
I want to say I read it before, And I think about it every time the tournament starts.
Oh, okay.
And then I want to say your producer confirmed it.
Hey, did you steal this from another host over the weekend?
No, but I was told it was already stated, perhaps.
Oh, but I swear,
I didn't copycat it.
So what are you doing? Are you going to get one of these procedures to watch basketball?
Oh, I don't have any kids to worry about, I hope.
for your sake, I hope so, too. Maybe that's why I need to get it done.
I just think it's an interesting point to bring up because I only think about it this week. It's like, that makes total sense.
Hey, look, if college basketball is going to make you think about, testicles, then whatever the case might be, Greg, okay? Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. I didn't see that one coming. The thought and the idea. Let's move away from that. Hey, Carlos, basketball, you like the pros, you like college?
I easily go pros. And this is going to sound like a messed up reason.
Uh-oh. It's not going to have anything to do with that guy just said,
no,
is it?
It has nothing to do with snips or vasectomies and anything like
that. Okay, go ahead.
So, I prefer pro, and this is not just limited to basketball, I prefer pro sports in general.
Yeah.
If you're good enough to be in the pros, why am I going to watch you in college? I only am interested to see when you can do it at the highest level. I know it sounds messed up, and I'm slowly, little by little, getting into college football. You know, I'm starting to kind of understand college basketball is a slightly different game, but I want to see the elite go at it. You know, no disrespect to these kids that are very talented. Not all of them are going to make it to the league. I'll wait till you get there.
Damn. This is basically F the kids, basically, right?
That Michael Jordan meme, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they start somewhere, and then the prospects are not even like high school, like they don't no care, no?
No. You're good enough. I'll see you when you get to TNT.
Oh, damn. Okay. Let's get one caller in quickly. Austin, caller from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Austin?
Hey, what's good, bro?
I'm good. You're short on time. Go ahead, quickly.
Man, nothing much. Hey, look, I was just calling because I feel like that DeRon Payne signing, you know, that him being the second highest paid D tackle, you know, in the league, that kind of messed up everything for the 49ers. That's why they went out and got Hargraves from the Eagles. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like that was a waiting point for everybody in the league, like who needed a D tackle. And just to see, because I really feel like by him being 24, he had more potential than Hargraves had anyway. You know what I mean? Even though Hargraves is, like, a really good player. But, you know, age-wise, I would have picked DeRon Payne over Hargraves all day. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Well, it's not like they necessarily had an option or a choice, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Austin. That music means we got to go. My bad. We're going to get more. We got plenty of time to get into NFL free agency. So, JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you so much, Carlos. Don't move. Amy Lawrence is coming up next.